Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, folks, and welcome to this podcast, Minisode. And for those of you who did manage to catch the latest episode of The Love Stories with Madison Washington and the end of the story of the enslaved who chose to continue on to New Orleans, and you know, the mystery as to why would they do something like that? And through some of my digging, I had come across a correspondence, a letter written by this guy from Charleston, South Carolina. And this is sometime within the 1800s, so probably around between 1840s and definitely well before 1865. And he had visited New Orleans and had gone to a slave market. I found what he had described really interesting and insightful. It was a difficult read. So you guys, I would say get some tea, get yourself a drink. It is not a violent passage, but it's quite an emotional one. So let's go. As mentioned in my last, I visited a rice plantation, not so much in the view of satisfying myself that the slave owners of America are kind to their Negroes, as to satisfy the public opinion of Charleston that English travelers are not prejudiced against Southern proprietors, and that they are willing to be convinced by ocular demonstration that humanity and generosity towards the Negro race may exist in the bosoms and sway the actions of men who hold property in their fellows. So much exaggeration has entered into the descriptions of Negro life in the South, which have been given to the world by writers who have earned for themselves the title of malignant philanthropists, that the slave owners actually think that they have done something in the vindication of slavery when they have proved as easily can that they do not scourge, disfigure, maim, starve, or kill their Negroes, and that on the contrary, they feed them, clothe them, provide them with good medical attendance for all the ills of the flesh, and spiritual consolations for the doubts and distresses of the soul. Having proved this, they are satisfied and will take no broader or higher ground on which to debate the question. On my arrival at New Orleans, I lingered for a few moments at the open door of a slave depot without daring to go in, lest I should be expected of espionage or mere curiosity and expelled. But seeing among the company an eminent merchant of New York, whose friendship I had been fortunate enough to make, and whom I knew to be no slave dealer or supporter of slavery, I walked in and joined his party, drawn thither, like myself, by curiosity. On one side of the room, the male enslaved, he said slaves, but I'm changing it up, right? The male enslaved with clean linen, the shining new hats and boots were arranged, and on the other, the females were disposed in their best attire, most of them exceedingly neat, but some bedizened with ribbons of colors more flaring and tawdry than elegant or appropriate. I was immediately beset with the entreaties to purchase. "Buy me," said one negress, who spoke French and no English. "I am a good cook and a good needlewoman. Buy me." I won't lie, this part real had me. To know that, you know, our enslaved ancestors were on the docks and were saying to buy me, and to kind of, you know, state their their positive attributes and so on. But the word "by me," it really, really, really struck a chord with me. So it goes on to say, "By me," said another, in the same language, "I am accustomed to children and I can make myself useful in the nursery." I felt a sensation, something similar to that of the first Kwama seasickness, to be addressed by my fellow creatures. A feeling of nausea, as if I were about to be ill. I told the poor women that I was a stranger who had not come to buy, but they were incredulous. And when at last convinced, they returned to their seats with a sigh and expression of deep disappointment on their dark and good-humored features. I entertained such a hatred of slavery that, had it been in my power to abolish it in one instant off the face of the earth by the mere expression of my will, at that instant, slavery would have ceased to exist. I then walked to the male side of the slave mart, where I was beset by similar entreaties, urged in every variety of tone and manner, and by almost every variety of laborer and handicraftsmen. Some were accustomed to the cotton, and some to the sugar plantation. Some were carpenters, some gardeners, some coachmen, some barbers, some waiters, but all were equally anxious to be sold. One man, who in my experienced eyes was as white as myself, and whom I had once put down in my own mind as an Irishman of the purest quality of the County Cork, got up from his seat as I passed and asked me to buy him. "I am a good gardener, Your Honor," said he, with an unmistakable brogue. "I'm also a bit of a carpenter who can look after the horses and do any sort of odd job about the house." "But you were joking," I said. "Are you an Irishman?" "My father was an Irishman," he said. At this moment, the slave dealer and owner of the depot came up. "Is there a mistake here?" I inquired. "This is a white man." "His mother was a N-word," he replied. "We have sometimes much whiter men for sale than he is. Look at his hair and lips. There is no mistake about him." Again, the sickness came over me, and I longed to get into the open air to breathe a purer atmosphere. "I'd like to buy that man and set him free," I said to one of our party. "You would do him no good," was the reply. "A manumitted, enslaved?" Well, that's not the word they use, right? "A manumitted enslaved has seldom any self-reliance or energy. Slavery so degrades and cripples the moral faculties of the Negro that they require the crutch, even in freedom, and cannot walk alone. They find it impossible to compete with the free whites, and if left to themselves, sink to the lowest and most miserably paid occupations." "You're an Englishman and a traveler," said the slave dealer, "and I should be much obliged to you if you would put any questions to the Negroes." "What questions?" said I. "Shall I ask them whether they prefer freedom or slavery?" "I don't mean that," he replied. "Ask them whether I do not treat them well, whether I am not kind to them, whether they do not have plenty to eat and drink when they are with me." I told him that I had no doubt of the fact that they look clean, comfortable, and well fed. But lay the whole case, though the worthy dealer of New Orleans was totally incapable of comprehending. The same feeling seems to exist through all the slave states, but more of this thereafter. So folks, I'm going to leave it there, that little insight into what it was like at a slave depot in New Orleans. It was very different to what I imagined, you know, the concept of saying "buy me," and, you know, the disappointment that he said that they were not sold. If you'd like to hear more insight from this person who had visited several plantations on the American South and went on to say quite a lot of insightful things about what day-to-day life was like and certain beliefs of enslaved people and their own opinions, do let me know if you'd like to hear more of it. I know it's not Caribbean history per se, but this was just a bit of an insight to look at what life would have been like for those who stayed on a ship Creole and what the depot would have been like for them. Thank you guys for listening and stay tuned for more minisodes. And thank you guys, my Patreon posse. You guys have made this happen. Thank you.
ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.